In Connecticut, the coronavirus spread rapidly throughout two nursing homes, which couldn't be more different. One nursing home received a one-star rating for much below average healthcare quality, had been fined multiple times, and had a history of infection control violations. The other had a five-star rating and had never been fined. 41 residents living in the one-star facility died of the coronavirus. In the five-star facility, 43 residents died. These two nursing homes illustrate a disturbing trend researchers have uncovered, that the coronavirus devastates nursing homes regardless of the quality of their health care. But they did find one disparity: race. Dr. Tamara Konecka, a professor of health services at the University of Chicago, explains the findings.
Nursing homes with the lowest percent white residents were more than twice as likely to have cases or deaths as those with the highest percent white residents. We found no meaningful relationship between the nursing home five-star ratings and the probability of at least one case or death. The enormity of this pandemic, coupled with the inherent vulnerability of the nursing home setting, left even the highest quality nursing homes largely unprepared. And yet the patterns are not random. Nursing homes are often a reflection of the neighborhoods in which they are located. Consistent with the pandemic generally, nursing homes with traditionally underserved non-white populations are bearing the worst outcomes.
The nursing home rating systems are based on the results of health inspections, staffing levels, and the quality of resident care. Lack of testing and shortages of personal protective equipment for workers have contributed to the virus spreading so rapidly within these facilities. But Konecka also says that lack of security for nursing home employees, who she says are often underpaid with no sick leave, health insurance, or benefits, likely contributed to the spread as well. But nursing homes aren't the only places where seniors can contract the deadly disease. Around 80% of the people who have died of the coronavirus in the U.S. have been seniors, and many were not in nursing homes. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says data about infections and deaths needs to be collected in the country's assisted living facilities as well.
Assisted living facilities have similar populations as nursing homes. They face similar infection risks, but they aren't subject to the same regulations when it comes to the coronavirus. And that is why I've launched an investigation into how assisted living facilities are tracking coronavirus infections and preventive measures at these facilities and whether they have enough preventive measures in place. The reality is this virus doesn't care whether seniors are living in assisted living facilities or living in nursing homes. It can affect them regardless.
To help protect seniors from the deadly spread of the virus, researchers say more consistent testing is essential. Public health experts like Konecka say all nursing home residents should be tested every week or every 2 weeks at the least. And when scientists develop a treatment or vaccine, researchers must focus their efforts to ensure it will work on seniors. Dr. Mark Mulligan, the director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at New York University, explains why.
Seniors' immune systems are weaker and then don't respond as well to vaccines. And so having a stronger vaccine, one with a higher dose, may be necessary for COVID-19 in seniors as well. We also want to be sure that treatments are tolerated well and are safe in seniors. Their system is different, and so we need to be sure to include seniors in our treatment studies. If a senior can't make a nice antibody themselves, perhaps we can infuse the antibody, and that is something that is going to be explored in the nursing home setting.
Adults 65 years and older are more likely to suffer severe complications from the coronavirus and have more difficult recoveries. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.